Welcome to Times of Refreshing. Today's topic is captioned, Vital Secrets to a Hitch-Free Marriage. Hebrews 13:4, the Bible says, marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled. The Bible clearly states that marriage is honorable. God created it for your good and not your destruction. He ordained marriage to be hitch-free. But sadly, in today's world, the concept of a hitch-free marriage has become a mirage to many, including Christians. But the good news is, it is possible to enjoy a hitch-free marriage because I am currently experiencing it. Whether you are single or married, your testimony shall be stronger in Jesus' name. Before we got married, our counselor asked my husband what he expects from our marriage. And my husband replied, a hitch-free marriage. Then our counselor said, when two people are apart, it's possible not to offend each other. But when they are together, it's impossible not to step on one another's toes. Immediately, my husband said, sir, you and I are sitting on the same couch right now. Why am I not stepping on your toes? Two reasons. First, I'm not blind. And second, I am not wicked. Then our counselor said, okay, oh. To the glory of God, this year makes it 39 years that we've been married hitch-free. And it has truly been okay. You too can enjoy a hitch-free marriage. Let me share with you some of the vital secrets that have been helping us in this area. You will enjoy a hitch-free marriage when you are one, not blind. 2 Corinthians 4:4 tells us, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them. A blind mind is worse than blind eyes. Someone rightly said, the eyes are useless when the mind is blind. This is very true. Blindness in this context does not literally mean physical blindness, but lack of revelation knowledge. The Bible is the most current and comprehensive manual that you and I need to enjoy a hitch-free marriage. Therefore, give it attention. A true revelation of scriptures concerning marriage guarantees a hitch-free experience in marriage. Hebrews 1:3 tells us, and upholding all things by the word of his power. God upholds all things, including marriage, by the word of his power. It is this word of God that has been our guide in our own home, in our own marriage, that has made it hitch-free up till now. Many marriages hit the rock because the once upon a time love birds lack the required knowledge to keep their marriage blossoming. When you are not blind, husband, listen very carefully. I want to speak to husbands right now. You will give attention to your wife when you are not blind. To give attention to your wife means to take notice of her. Regard her as interesting or important. Deal with or take special care of her. For example, you must have attended wedding ceremonies before. In weddings, the bride is always the center of attraction. When she walks in through the door, regardless of how many people are present, the focus immediately shifts to her. You can literally see all heads turn in her direction. Why? She is the center of attraction. This attention, husband, does not have to end at your wedding. It should continue in your marriage. Husband, to enjoy a hitch-free marriage, you need to give attention that is necessary to your wife. When was the last time you took notice of your wife? When did you compliment her last? When did you compliment her hairdo, her dress, her looks, the food that she cooks, how she takes care of the home, how she takes care of the kid? Do you compliment her? For me, I enjoy it a great deal, and I know it's so with all women. When my husband tells me how I look, how my appearance is, how my dressing is, It makes life very, very interesting. The other day, my husband was commenting on how wonderful that dress looked on me. Someone might say, oh, so the bishop has time to make comments on such things. Why not? It's very, very critical if you want to enjoy a hitch-free marriage. When you give attention to your wife, you will learn to notice her, treat her as important and interesting, compliment, care, and appreciate her. Don't be on your phone when your wife is trying to talk to you. In the Bible, Esther commanded the attention of the busy king Ahasuerus even at a very important and critical time when no one could see the king. Esther 5:2. You can even ask her about her day. Ask if she needed any help from you. Elkanah, remember in the Bible, gave attention to Hannah. So, he was able to notice when she was emotionally down because she had no children for him. 1 Samuel 1:8. Some men even show their lack of attention by forgetting very important dates such as birthdays, anniversaries, and etc. Husbands, aside your gifts of material things, your thoughtfulness towards your wife shows how much you care about her. And for us women, this is very important to us. Remember the kind of attention you gave her before you married her? Those constant calls, those messages, those outings, those romantic dates, those little gifts, those alone times, those strolls that you usually take, and the list goes on. This should also continue in your marriage. This is very important. Isaac in the Bible and Rebekah in Genesis 26:8 were still found sporting in the field even after many years in marriage. Therefore, I pray right now for husbands in the name of Jesus Christ, grace to begin to do the needful to enjoy a hitch-free marriage. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let me speak to the wife. When you are not blind, wife, you will acknowledge and respect your husband. This is very huge. When you get married, your surname changes. You take up the name of your husband. Importantly, you must understand, this revelation gave me a good understanding of why it's important for me to give more respect and honor to my husband. He gave you the authority to use his name, just as you are given the authority to use the name of Jesus when you become born again. This, among other things, should earn him your respect and acknowledgement. Wife, wisdom demands that you acknowledge your husband as the head of your home. It is commonly said that anything with two heads is a monster. This is very true. Don't be a monster by contending the headship of your husband in your home. Hear me, woman. Every man wants to be respected, especially by his wife, and your husband is no exception. Clearly, there was no doubt that Sarah was loved by Abraham, among other things, because she respected him and even called him Lord. 1 Peter 3:6. Wife, learn to give your husband his place in your home. Acknowledging, respecting, and appreciating your husband is one major way to being a true helpmate. The husband of the virtuous woman, described in Proverbs 31, was respected even at the gate because his wife showed him respect as well. You need to do the same thing. As a woman, you are meant to be an ornament of beauty to your husband. However, you cover that beauty when you don't give him his place in your marriage. Woman, that high look, that secret pride, that arrogant talk needs to stop. Remember, Micah incurred a curse from God and became barren all her life because she mocked her husband, the king. 2 Samuel 6. That shall not be your situation. Wife, the respect you show to your husband gives him the encouragement he needs to love you. Nagging, complaining, a sharp tone of voice can be irritating and could make your husband unhappy. Therefore, you need to stop it. Remember, the Bible clearly states, Proverbs 20:19, this scripture is very important. It is better to live in a desert land than with a contentious and fretful woman. I think all women need to memorize that verse of scripture. When you allow your husband to fulfill his covenant role of headship, you automatically give him room to play his messianic role over your life. I pray for every wife and every wife to be right now under the sound of my voice, grace to do the needful, receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Number two, not wicked. James 1:22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Wickedness, according to Bible Encyclopedia, is a mental disregard for justice, righteousness, truth, honor, virtue, evil in thought, and disparity. This is huge. You can be termed wicked when you don't practice what you know. So it is not enough to have a good revelation knowledge of what marriage is scripturally. You are expected to practice what you know. Remember the servant who hid his talent and did nothing with it, was called wicked and slothful, Matthew 25:26. Wickedness is generally considered as evil, sinful, or being disobedient to scriptural guidelines on marriage. Remember, obedience might be costly, but the end result is priceless, says my husband, Dr. Oyedepo. And God's servant, Dr. Charles Stanley, said, "You will never go wrong obeying God." This is critical. For instance, whatever will make a couple engage in the act of beating each other is wickedness. Husband, when you fail in your financial responsibility to your family, but you go to the restaurant in your office to eat regularly, you buy expensive things materially for yourself, everything that comes out that is new, you must get it for yourself at the expense of caring for your family. That is wickedness. It is wickedness that makes a married man or woman engage in extramarital affairs, thereby defiling the marriage bed and opening the family up to danger and the wrath of God. Any sexual relationship engaged in outside marriage is a breach to God's covenant of marriage, and you must stay away from it. Wife, do you keep reminding your husband of a wrong done to you many years ago, and maybe even write it down so you don't forget? You need to stop that. There's nothing you are going to gain from it. Remember, you have to learn to forgive so God in turn can forgive you. Do you nag your husband? Compare him to every other man on the street? That has to stop. Do you hide your own money from your husband and watch him struggle and sweat to make ends meet to no avail? That's wickedness. If you can offer your body to your husband, then you should be able to offer your money to him as well, because your money is not as important as your person. Some women even use the money intended for housekeeping to satisfy their selfish desires and buy material things for themselves. That is being heartless. It has to stop. Why talk ill of your spouse in public when other family members and friends are around, when you can sort things out between the two of you? It is wickedness to defraud your spouse of his or her due benevolence in marriage. Some people even use their bodies as weapons to punish their spouse for a wrong committed. In case you are found in such a situation, receive grace to stop it right now. Husband and wife must understand that acquiring scriptural knowledge regarding marriage is good and beneficial, but obedience to this knowledge is what makes a successful home. Listen, your prayer and fasting regarding overcoming marital challenges will drastically reduce, I tell you, if not completely eliminated, when you get committed to obeying scriptural principles on marriage. These are the things that we do in our own home and marriage. Therefore, grace right now to do the needful, whether you are single or married, receive it in Jesus' name. Constantly seek the good of your spouse. In conclusion, On a daily basis, ask yourself and ask your spouse, what can I do for you today? That will make life interesting and your marriage great. Please understand, a hate-free marriage is not something you find, but something you make and you keep making by the help of God. Grace, therefore, to keep making it by God's help. Receive it in Jesus' name. Every turbulent marriage, I decree peace be still. Your marriage shall have a greater testimony. Having knowledge in marriage gives you an edge, but working with this knowledge brings you triumph. Whether you are single or married, therefore, my prayer for you today is that as you engage with these wholesome tips, may you enjoy a hitch-free marriage in Jesus' name. As I close, are you born again? Bow your heads and pray this salvation prayer with me right now. Oh God, I come to you today. I'm a sinner. Jesus, save me. From today, I'm a child of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you pray that prayer from your heart, congratulations, you are now born again. Log on to the website address at the bottom of your screen and fill that salvation form. Send your testimonies through this same medium and connect with the social media handles at the bottom of your screen. And always remember, God is too faithful to fail. See you next time. God bless you.